Hello, this is recorded in the centre of Cork City at about 10 to 1. And I have just been in to see Occupy Cork again. I dropped in to find out the answer to a couple of questions that were asked of me by Telling Tales on Audioboo and Twitter. And the answer to her questions are that Occupy Cork has about 20 people, regulars, sleeping overnight every night in the centre of Cork. They have tents, and I've taken various photographs of the tents, and the tents are actually on pallets, wooden pallets. So they get off the ground on these woolen pallets, and the ground is all concrete underneath them. I spoke to a guy called Vincent, and I ran into Jan again, and I was able to tell Vincent, and he didn't know it, that today, Monday, is the day on which the Occupy Los Angeles people have been promised that they will be evicted by the authorities. You can find the Occupy LA movement live stream on the internet. You just have to Google it. That's what I did this morning, and I found I was able to see live people. It was evening time in Los Angeles, and they were talking about whether there were cops about to move in on top of them or not, and they were actually sounding surprisingly calm, but an awful lot of people gathered there. I don't know much about the location in Los Angeles. I think it's some major center there. But so the update on Occupy Cork is that it was having a meeting. I don't know what time the meeting started. There were people standing around upright. There was no sitting down. They were inside a tarpaulin covering. And Vincent told me that in addition to the 20 regulars sleeping there overnight, there were people who dropped in during the day, people who had to go out to work all the time, and there would be people who would drop in and sleep there overnight occasionally. So that's it. That's the local bit of information from Occupy Cork. There are, by the way, no signs that the authorities here in Cork are about to bulldoze or move in on top of the Occupy Cork movement, but I've had one contact from somebody on Twitter who was feeling nervous that that might be in prospect. So there is absolutely no hints in Ireland that the police will move in. And certainly I don't think Cork City Council would be seeking to send the police in to get rid of the small, peaceful, modest demonstration that the Occupy Cork movement have going here in Cork. It's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now. Bye-bye.